Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, it's President's Day plus presidential trivia and a shipwreck. But first,
time now to hear from a famous Bob and Tom Show advice guru in a segment we call Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well. We have the stowaway in an airplane wheel well on the line, so let's go to the phones for your questions. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Lately, it feels like my wife and I are growing apart, and I want to try to revive our marriage. Do you have any suggestions, stowaway in an airplane wheel well?
Hello?
I'll hang up and take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Hello? Are you real? This isn't another talking seagull pretending to be my dead grandpa, is it? Help! Somebody help me! I'm freezing! Hello? Oh, man. I probably should have just pouted in my room like other teenagers instead of running away. I'm feeling really lightheaded and sleepy. My balls have rolled up into my body for warmth. I just want to follow him. I'm just going to take a little nap.
Oh, my.
This has been Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well, advice guru for the Bob and Tom Show. Not to be confused with Ask the Man Who Cut Off His Genitals and Jumped Off a Balcony, which airs next week.
Okay.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Across the way at the sports desk, it's Chick McGee. Wow, I don't recognize that guy over there. That's,
who is that guy?
That's a super scary, almost zombie-looking guy. It's Josh Arnold being made up to look like a zombie president. Because we're doing What If the Presidents Were Monsters today. Because it's President's Day.
Is that Eleanor Roosevelt's wig?
Hey, wait a minute. It might be.
That is a nice head of hair.
Yeah.
That's really good. That looks like Teddy Kennedy there. Not just the hair, I mean, not anything else.
I have no idea what I look like, so this is... I'll just,
it looks really handsome.
You might have trouble this Saturday night when you go to Saginaw.
Women are going to expecting this, and
yeah, there might be a lady who likes that. You look kind of like your dad.
Oh, okay, yeah,
like kind of grayish.
Might be some necros out there.
Well, let me give that a quick plug for the
necros.
Once again, Josh getting made up as the first of our dead presidents. Well, I don't. What are you doing over there? Oh, that we're putting on the suit. Okay. Let's slow the pace down and get back to radio for a few minutes, shall we? We have Christy Lee at the special Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Christy?
On this date in history, we have one item we want to talk about. U.S. astronomer Clyde Tombaugh has discovered Pluto. From 1979 to 1999, Pluto crossed inside of Neptune's orbit, making it the eighth planet. When it was still considered a planet. But that happened for 20 years every 248. This happens for 20 years every 248 years. So that means every 248 years it's a planet and then not a planet?
No, it means it's in a different position.
So is it a planet or not? Is Pluto
it's
a planet?
It's not. It's technically not a planet.
But its position would be number, would you say, 8 instead of 9?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now that it's...
This guy
died right before they decided it wasn't a planet.
Right. I think they waited for him to...
Yeah, because they didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
Tonight is the biggest supermoon of 2019.
Oh, how many supermoons have we had in
well,
the last year?
Well, they were year? All
bam,
supermoons.
Bam, bam, bam.
But
yeah.
Now tonight is the biggest one you'll see.
That looks very exciting. Now, do you have this beer story? Because I think this is really fascinating.
A bottle of beer from an 1886 shipwreck may help bring about a new beer in upstate New York. Biotechnology students at the State University of New York at Cobleskill opened the bottle from the shipwrecked SS Oregon last week.
A three-hour tour.
A brewery known as the Sirius Brewing Company of Howe's Cave plans to develop a new beer from the old one.
Sirius.
If the students can successfully extract yeast from the 133-year-old beer.
Yeast.
That's really cool. They're taking an ancient beer that
it's
was
It's just
found.
Like Jurassic Park, only they're using beer.
Yeah, they're going to somehow take the old beer, get yeast out of it, theoretically, and then create a brand new beer. That's really awesome.
Huh.
The SS Oregon was en route to New York City from Liverpool, England, when it collided with a schooner near Fire Island, New York, and sank March 14, 1886.
Yeah, it's in my new book, Shipping Disasters.
Really?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, so they cross the entire Atlantic Ocean, they get to Fire Island and sink then?
Yeah. All but one of 852 people on board survived. Bill Falter of Sirius Brewing acquired the beer from a customer who owns an assortment of artifacts recovered from the SS Oregon.
Old Willie Falter.
Yep.
Betty did.
No, illustrated by Betty did.
Betty did. Okay, I'm sorry. Was it a pirate ship? I wasn't listening.
Doesn't say it was a pirate ship.
Because what do you name the beer? You got to name the beer, right? After.
I don't know. I guess.
Scurvy?
Yeah.
Are you scurvy?
Landlubber?
That'll be great. So one guy died, though, when the boat sank.
Yeah, but 852 people survived. Let's look at that happy fact.
You're saying maybe he was the guy drinking the beer.
Maybe. Maybe he was the guy driving the boat. That's why it crashed.
Was there a need for this?
No.
A need for what? No, this. You think this is really cool, though?
No.
Seems
like a lot of technology and manpower is being wasted.
No, I think it's, I mean, you have, there are so many interesting craft beers out there. Some of them are, I think they're stretching to, remember the one that was made out of the pubic hair of some model, and then they've made them out of, what are you looking at me for?
That's true.
Yeah.
There was one made from the pap smear of,
wasn't one made from a pap smear.
Sure, it was Pap's Blue Ribbon.
Thank you, Josh.
Naturally.
No, I think this one actually seems to have a pretty cool origin story. By the way, it's hard to look over at Josh right now because once again,
he just looks like a ghoul.
It's very ghoulish makeup.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You look like.
I look forward to seeing it. I've only seen it via a phone.
So. Now we are going
like
to
a scary movie host.
We'll do
just
an edit.
Hasn't made it yet.
Edit of the makeup. Yes.
Please watch.
Please watch my show tonight.
My own children make fun of me.
You do look like the.
You ever pump gas with this makeup on?
The funny thing is, it's the glasses because you've got your regular glasses on. It's like you're the late night TV host, but you really can't do the show without your glasses.
You know,
and they're not going to buy you a pair of sort of.
The thing about Todd Browning is, the hell with it. No one's watching.
Freaks was a. Never mind.
I don't think Dracula would wear glasses.
Don't you think his glasses look really feminine with the
yes,
hair?
Yes, I do.
I don't know what
really?
Happened
yes.
there. Yes.
Yes.
Are you sure those are men's eyeglasses?
The Gloria Vanderbilt collection.
Yes, the hair is very effeminate for some reason.
It is.
It's very poofy.
You do look like the matronly librarian. That's her hair.
Charles, you keep it down over there.
Shh. I have a couple of presidential trivia things that are kind of interesting.
Oh, all right.
Do you have any presidential trivia? You know much about the presidents, Christy?
Right here in my hand.
You're
I
kidding
have
me.
Some.
Oh, go ahead.
Did you know some random facts from the ultimate book of useless information?
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln once said, quote, if I were two-faced, would I be wearing this one?
If I were two-faced, would I be wearing this one?
Oh, it was like having him here. I got the chills.
Huh? Yeah.
Now you look like John Goodman.
Huh?
Well, after he's
been like John Goodman.
Hit by a truck and left on the road in the cold for a week or two.
Doesn't he kind of look like John Goodman?
He does kind of look like John Goodman.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the trivia.
Ulysses S. Grant was arrested while in office for speeding on his horse-drawn buggy.
Is that right? Yep. Do we know how fast he was going?
I don't have that.
Speeding tickets back in the day?
Apparently they did.
No idea.
Well, this is ridiculous.
What is ridiculous? Oh, the wig you have on?
The wig. I feel like Estelle Getty.
Like John Goodman.
You look more like Elvis. That is a dark, dark bouffant.
I got to tell you, there's an odor. There's an odor to the wig.
Does he not look like John?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to look great.
Yeah, it'll be perfect for the photo.
Yeah.
Could we get back to the presidential trivia?
Though Donald Trump is the 45th president, he's only the 44th person to become president. Which president served two non-consecutive terms?
I forget, but I knew.
Grover Cleveland.
Very good, Chick. Grover Cleveland, correct.
So that's
he's our 22nd and 24th president.
That's right.
Oh, I see. That's how that
works. That one year we elected a refrigerator. Remember that? It was a little cold, but...
What's the joke here?
This is. I'm sorry. I believe we have the judges, and the judges have concluded.
Turducken.
No, come on. It wasn't a warm president.
Presidential trivia from Christy Lee next.
The first woman to run for president of the United States was?
Shirley Chisholm.
Nope. Victoria Woodhull in 1872.
Oh, wow. Come on. There weren't women then.
Well, women couldn't vote then, Chick, but there was no law barring women from running for office.
Or as she was known back then as, well, isn't this cute?
She ran for the...
Good luck, broad.
She ran for the Equal Rights Party with Frederick Douglass as her vice presidential candidate.
That's interesting.
She spent election day in jail, though.
Why?
She was arrested on charges of obscenity.
Oh, I'm sure
that's
they were...
bull. Oh, wait a minute.
They're probably. Oh, yeah. That she's speaking her mind. How dare
yes.
she?
Yeah. So yeah. Probably
I did not know
her.
That. I thought Shirley Chisholm was the first woman.
I didn't know that either. Here we go.
This is fascinating.
Chisholm.
Abraham Lincoln.
Excuse me for 1 second. It's Shirley Chisholm.
That's what I said. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, Chisholm.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Grow up.
Let's do a presidential poem. There has to be, that would be the worst porno name in history. That would have to be some kind of weird trans, biracial, just move forward, Chris.
Abraham Lincoln was once challenged to a duel by political rival James Shields.
Yeah.
As the challenged party, Lincoln chose a small island as the location and broad swords as the weapon. The two arrived at the site, apparently prepared to fight before a compromise was reached and no blood was shed. The two remained friends ever after.
Wow.
Now, what are broad swords? What are
swords made by a woman?
Again, not true.
Shirley Chisholm.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
Well, people used to duel back
then. Well, I know. I mean, that's probably the crux of the play Hamilton right now. I'm not going to miss my shot, and yet, never. Spoiler alert.
Aren't you glad duels don't exist? How many times, Chick, would you have... You and Tom have dueled.
I would have shot or tried to shoot once a year at least.
Andrew Jackson reportedly in more than 100 duels during his life.
Good Lord. He was just a murderer.
Wow.
He obviously won them all.
He had to have won.
Yeah, he never lost or he'd be dead.
Well, sometimes it didn't always result in death, and often parties would shoot into the air, but...
Mr. President, I'm sorry. You asked for the salmon, but we only have sole today. A duel!
I demand satisfaction!
Best duel scene in a movie, Josh?
Barry Lyndon.
I totally agree.
Those are amazing scenes. And
or
then
as the,
Barry Lyndon,
the
which
real
is a...
title, The Shame of Kubrick.
Never saw
no,
it.
No, it's still it's pretty good.
It's long, but it's
yeah.
That's a great duel scene.
Yeah, it is.
And perhaps the second best would be from the current Netflix program. I'm not sure if it, I guess it's considered a movie.
It is, yeah.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah,
opens with a couple of great duel scenes.
Yes,
watch that. Mm-hmm.
You didn't enjoy it?
It was all right.
There's a great Western called The Quick and the Dead also. That it's just about dueling, and it is
so
fantastic.
So The Quick one won then, huh?
Okay. More presidential trivia, Christy Lee.
Andrew Jackson bought a parrot named Paul for his wife.
Wow.
He's just that creative.
During his funeral, the parrot was ejected because it would not stop swearing.
What? During Jackson's funeral, this parrot was in the back cussing?
Apparently.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. That's great.
I wonder who he was swearing at. I wonder if the parrot swore at Jackson or at his wife.
Probably swore at everybody.
Yeah. I can't believe that mother is dead.
Well, he had to have heard.
Now they're together again.
So somebody had
I'm talking about her legs.
I'm talking about her legs. She got around. Hello.
Here's something you didn't want to know.
Okay.
Warren G. Harding.
The biggest
schlong. Warren G. Harding was like the lady.
Wrote erotic letters where he referred to his penis
yes.
as Jerry.
Jerry.
He nicknamed his own male member Jerry?
This is according to the New York Times. If I hadn't...
Jerry sure misses you. Jerry.
Thank God he didn't have a Twitter account.
Time to play.
You imagine?
Yeah.
Jerry'd be all over the place.
Hide
He'd
the
have
Jerry.
His own Twitter.
Yeah. You think separated at birth Jerry Garcia and little Jerry.
His girlfriend called her vagina Dean, so it actually kind of worked out pretty well.
Dean and Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey! Little Martin and Lewis joke there.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Had the biggest...
liked Fresca
most
well so much.
How about a Fresca?
He had a fountain installed in the Oval Office.
A Fresca fountain.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what? That's the kind of stuff you do when you're president.
Now,
you?
If we'd have known that when he was president, I bet he'd be would look back on fondly.
I don't think that's
very endearing.
Well, drop 7 megatons of napalm and then
I'll give you
give
your
a Fresca.
War.
Okay.
Like me again, I'll give you your
man, Fresca and vodka. Nice mix.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on it about...
Especially that raspberry vodka with Fresca. Oh.
I will be neck deep in 1 hour. In a Fresca and vodka.
I'm still stunned that Warren G. Harding famously wrote erotic letters referring to his male member as Jerry.
Yeah, that's pretty upsetting.
Well, it was Gerald... Would G for Gerald?
No, for...
This is from the New York Times.
Or Spot.
What does G stand for, Dean? You don't...
And it says the letters that Warren G. Harding's family did not want you to see.
Who would he write them to?
And Jerry
Various
with a J.
Women?
Wow.
Jerry with a J.
The most sexually explicit ever written by an American president that we know of.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I bet there have been some other presidents.
According to this, it says even in the age of Anthony Weiner, these letters have the power to astonish.
Really? They're that filthy?
Oh, come on.
Weiner's out. Did you hear?
Weiner is up.
Weiner's out.
Weiner's out.
He also has nicknames.
Are you ready for what the G stands for?
In Warren G. Harding?
Gamaliel. Gamaliel.
Whoa.
Wow.
Huh.
It's a family name.
It says, legend has it that Harding died in 1923, his wife Florence burned many of his personal papers.
Because the letters weren't to her.
Oh.
I bet.
Okay. Well, there's a lot going on
here. Flo.
We'll put a link to that article, and you can read about Warren G. Harding.
Flo-Jo?
Jerry.
I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
Teddy Roosevelt had a boxing ring installed in the White House.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt was a badass.
That's right. We'll settle it in the ring. Yikes. Have you seen Warren G. Harding's mistress?
Hard on the eyes, huh?
Oh, man. I tell you what.
Well, those were different times.
Plain.
Handsome woman.
Yeah. She looks like Lyle Lovett.
She looks like an unattractive Lyle Lovett.
Yes, a more masculine Lyle Lovett on a bad hair day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She had a
ton. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.